25 seconds and counting, we are still go. 20 seconds, guidance alert, the guidance system now going internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The rocket's lifting
launch
off.
Permit. Lift off. We have liftoff with Apollo 14.
It's going.
3 minutes past the hour.
It's clearing the pad.
The tower is clear.
Houston is controlling. Have good thrust on all five in 16 seconds. Pitch and roll program started. 14 maneuvering to a proper flight course.
Looks perfect. Here comes the roar across the sands of the Cape. It's going into
seconds.
The clouds.
Okay, Houston, roll complete.
Roger, roll complete.
Those
Shepard reports roll program completed. Pitch profile still in progress.
Into the clouds, out of sight.
7 seconds.
Stand by for mode 1 Bravo. Mark, 1 Bravo now.
Okay, we're 1 Bravo.
Capcom, Gordon Thornton making that report.
That noise is even louder than usual.
Mark, 1 minute. Cabin pressure coming down, adjusting from sea level to a space environment. Status check in mission control, coming up all greens on the flight director's console.
In Houston, everything looks good here on the ground.
Roger.
Going beautifully.
1 minute, 19 seconds, coming up on period of maximum aerodynamic pressure on the vehicle.
900 meters per second, it's moving now. The noise was even louder. The roar was even louder due to the atmospheric conditions.
35 seconds, 9 nautical miles in altitude, 5 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 3,340 feet per second.
It's approaching 2,000 meters per second. Houston's in control now.
Pass through max Q.
Mode 1 Charlie. Mark, 1 Charlie now.
That means that...
We're 1 Charlie, EDS auto's off.
Roger.
2 minutes 5 seconds coming up on center engine shutdown. 2 minutes 12 seconds, 20 nautical miles in altitude.
No, the rocket is...
Roger, inboard.
Though the rocket is above the clouds, we can see a television picture coming from 40 miles away, which is reaching beyond this cloud coverage area. 30 nautical miles downrange now. The performance of this rocket looks beautiful.
On staging.
Coming up on staging.
Roger.
And separation.
Roger.
Ignition on 5.
Roger.
Head staging. The Shepard crew now riding on 5 good second stage engines.
On 5 engines.
This is the liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen engines. On the second stage, burning properly.
The giant first stage falling away now. It's day's work done. 3 minutes 10 seconds coming up on skirt sap and tower jettison.
Skirt sap.
Roger.
That's the skirt separation. Around the backside.
Roger, we confirm this.
The launch escape tower has ejected on time.
Deep press, water auto.
Roger, Ed.
That was Ed Mitchell.
3 minutes, 35 seconds, 14 now, 33 feet shorter, 9,000 pounds lighter, moving out well beyond the Earth's atmosphere. We show an altitude of 16 nautical miles.
Over 3,000 meters per second now. As the second stage burns, the skirt in that launch escape tower we can see on a television monitor has shot
Mark,
off into space.
3 minutes 55 seconds, 63 nautical miles in altitude, 143 nautical miles downrange, velocity now.
Send that 4 minutes, trajectory and guidance look good.
14, Roger.
That was Shepard.
14, Houston, the CMC is go.
Roger, CMC go.
CMC go. You're hearing Al
minutes,
Shepard.
20 seconds. Velocity now reading at 10,750 feet per second and accelerating. In mission control, Apollo 14's trajectory data driving right down the middle of our plot boards. Right now, flight path data is go.
4 minutes, 42 seconds. The center engine will burn till about 7 minutes, 44 seconds. Another 3 minutes for the second stage for this big liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen engine to burn.
Coming up on 5 minutes, 78 nautical miles in altitude, 235 nautical miles downrange.
That's John McLeish in Mission Control giving you these distances and altitudes in nautical miles. You can almost double
that.
Retro
fire officer reports their 14 is clear of the Atlantic weather.
Well clear of the Atlantic weather by now. Some 4,000 meters per second it's moving now. It's also moved out of range of the land-based television trackers. Very sophisticated radar is watching it.
Predicted time for S2 shutdown, 9 minutes, 16 seconds, very close to nominal. We're at 5 minutes, 45 seconds.
Stand by for S4B to COI. Mark, S4B to COI now.
S4B to COI.
Roger, and your times are nominal. Level sense arm 8 plus 3, niner, and S2 cutoff at niner plus 1, 6.
And nominal, here comes.
Capcom Gordon Fullerton reporting that 14 capable of reaching a minimum orbit with a combination of a good third stage and service module engines. Meanwhile, in Mission Control, a status check being taken. Coming up, all greens. We're at 6 minutes, 20 seconds, 1491 nautical.
Gamma motors are running.
Roger, 14. Gamma motors on.
That was a comment from Shepard. Still another minute and a half
to go. 6 minutes, 30 seconds, 93 nautical miles in altitude, 420 nautical miles downrange.
A minute to go until the center engine cuts off.
Then, S4B to orbit.
Then about two more minutes
Mark,
for the outer engine.
S4B to orbit now.
The third
Mark,
stage.
S4B orbit.
The third stage can now get the spacecraft into orbit. Should
Shepard,
the big engines
Ruth and Mitchell now
on
Joel,
the second stage fail?
Orbit, on booster power only, if given a good third stage. 6 minutes 55 seconds, 95 nautical miles in altitude.
Over 5,000 meters per second.
7 minutes, 5 seconds, 499 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 16,587 feet per second.
Just about 5,000 meters per second. The center engine of the five S2 hydrogen-oxygen engines will shut down in about another 10 seconds.
7 minutes, 30 seconds, 14 flying almost parallel over the ocean now with Shepard, with the Shepard crew in a heads-down position. Really moving out now for downrange distance. We show downrange of 587 nautical miles.
Inboard cutoff.
There it went. Inboard engine cutoff.
That was a center engine shutdown right on time.
Still 2 minutes until the outer four. Good thrust on them. Eight minutes from liftoff now. Moving over 6,000 meters per second, as you heard, parallel
minutes,
to the Earth.
10 seconds, 14, 98 nautical miles in altitude, 700 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 19,881 feet per second.
That's over 6,000 meters per second.
CMC is go.
Roger, CMC, go.
That was Al Shepard saying, giving a go on one of the spacecraft systems. Gordon Fullerton, the capsule communicator in Mission Control. In Houston.
Yeah,
Houston's
level
in control.
Now.
Roger, level sense arm.
Level sense arm. Fullerton and Shepard exchanging another comment. You're listening to the astronauts
Mark,
if they say anything.
9 minutes, 100 nautical miles in altitude, 830 nautical miles downrange.
Moving 7,000 meters per second now.
Stand by for mode 4 capability. Mark, you have it now.
Roger, mode 4.
That mode 4 call says a good service.
Roger, cut off.
And staging.
Roger.
And good thrust on one.
Roger.
9 minutes, 30 seconds. Thrust looks good on the S4B after staging.
Looks good on the S4B.
Thank you.
The Shepard crew has now used up two-thirds of their Saturn stages on their way to orbit. We're at 9 minutes, 45 seconds, 101 nautical miles in altitude, 989 nautical miles downrange.
The second stage has finished its job.
23,313 feet per second.
Almost over 7,000 meters per second, almost 8,000 meters per second now. That's really moving. The third stage is burning. The second stage has completed its job. It will fall back into the Atlantic.
Houston, everything's looking perfect here.
That's Fullerton.
Roger.
Shepard said thank you. 10 minutes, 22 seconds into the mission now. Not quite in
10 minutes, 25 seconds, 102 nautical miles in altitude, 11,443 nautical miles downrange.
About another minute and 15 seconds of the third stage engine burn.
Now reading 24,206 feet per second.
8,000 meters per second.
Houston, predicted cutoff is as planned, 1-1 plus 4-3.
At 11 minutes, 43 seconds, the engine should cut off. We're now at 11 minutes, another 43 seconds to burn.
Predicted time of shutdown, 11 minutes, 43 seconds. We're now at 11 minutes, 10 seconds.
In Houston, predicted cutoff, 1-1 plus 4-3, nominal. Over.
Downrange distance now 1,322 nautical miles.
That'll be some 8,000 kilometers per second.
11 minutes, 30 seconds. Standing by now for shutdown.
Coming right up.
You had a good cutoff.
There it was. Cut off. They're in orbit.
Shutdown. We'll stand by now for preliminary orbital readings, both on board and from the ground.
The spacecraft is in orbit. We'll wait just a moment for confirmation, if we may. 190.53 kilometers approximately is the orbit they're expecting, some just under 200 miles above the Earth. Let's get confirmation of orbit. They are in orbit, definitely. The first part of this journey to the moon has successfully been completed.
Houston, the booster is safe, and your orbit is go.
Your orbit is go.
Yeah.
There's the word.
Good show. Go orbit, booster safe.
That was Al Shepard. He says, Roger, good orbit. Orbit is go, booster safe. Here in Washington, Norman Gay.
We'll return to Rhett Turner for a report on today's launch, but first to Jimmy Wallington for a summary of late news.
That's the news, Jimmy Wallington reporting. The Apollo 14 has been launched, and astronauts Carpenter, Mitchell, and Roussa are on their way to the moon. For a progress report, we take you to Cape Kennedy, Florida, and VOA correspondent Rhett Turner.
Here's Mission Control.
14 presently in a circular orbit of 102 nautical miles. At this time, we'll play back the tapes of our conversation with 14 following our switch back to the Cape.
Power 2 coming off now.
That is the mission control playing back again the early moments of liftoff, the sound of the onboard conversations from the astronauts to the ground. They're now in a circular orbit. John Hammersmith, did you happen to catch the figures of that orbit?
No, I didn't, Rhett. They were playing out things going on in the firing room.
But they are in circular orbit around the Earth, and in 2 hours and 43 minutes after liftoff, they will perform the next major rocket maneuver, TLI, Translunar Injection. This will send the spacecraft with the third stage of the rocket on the way toward the moon for that rendezvous and landing on February 5th. We'll be there, of course, to broadcast it for you, and we hope you'll tune in with us. The launch turned out to be exciting. It turned out to be what is called nominal, perfectly executed. The Saturn V rocket performed just as advertised. And incidentally, this is the first one of these Saturn Vs you've seen, isn't it, John?
That's right. This is my first Saturn V launch, right?
All right. Since I've seen so many of them before, what impressed you most about that big rocket?
I think, Rhett, the fireball that came out on the launch pad at ignition was very impressive. But the most impressive part, the part that really hits you is how big this thing is. is the sound as it goes through the clouds. After it reaches a little altitude, the sound is just overwhelming.
7.5 million pounds of thrust as this 100-meter-tall bird lifts off its nest. And on through the clouds, it only had about 5 or 6 rocket lengths until it was in the clouds. And I think that the particular atmospheric conditions, the close cloud cover, amplified the sound of it back to us here on the pad today.
Yes, I'm quite sure that was true, Rhett. It probably was much noisier than the others which you've been here for.
You know, one of the most interesting questions to come up as American spaceflight moves into the operational stage and out of the early excitement of we've done it, we know it can be done, is the question of why do you keep doing it? What are we doing? Dr. Rocco Patrone, the director of the Apollo program, was asked about this yesterday, and he likened the space age to the Renaissance. His comparison was quite unusual and exact. No single event in either age can define or describe the magnitude of its era, he said. In both, we find man's horizon stretched and man's history on Earth profoundly affected. And who knows where continued exploration of the moon and the planets may lead man. We have a lot of work to do on Earth, but hopefully the space program can continue to push man's threshold forward. John Hammersmith, any last comment from you?
No, Rhett, I think I was thinking about your earlier interview with Alan Shepard about his adrenaline flowing. Mine was flowing just before launch, and I'm beginning to wind down now.
Okay. Thanks very much to NASA engineer John Hammersmith for being with us here at the launch pad, for Norman Guerin in the studio in Washington, and all for our technicians, Harry Hochberg, Willie Klemick. And we will be broadcasting more to you from Houston with Ed Hickey. This is Rhett Turner at Cape Kennedy.
We'd like to remind you that the Voice of America will have special live broadcasts on the highlights of Apollo 14, descent and touchdown specials, and of course, coverage of the EVAs and other highlights in the mission. We come to the end of the Voice of America's special live coverage of the launch of Apollo 14, a 9-day mission to the Frau Mauro Highlands of the Moon and back to Earth. The spacecraft lifted off at 21 hours, 3 minutes, GMT. Our next special worldwide broadcast will be the descent and touchdown on the lunar surface at approximately 9 or 10 hours GMT, Friday, February 5th. Our thanks to VOA space correspondent Rhett Turner and NASA space engineer John Hammersmith at Cape Kennedy for their description of today's launch. We invite you to stay tuned to the Voice of America throughout the entire 9-day mission for reports on the progress of Apollo 14. This is Norman Guerin at the Apollo News Center in Washington.